and whose goal was to plunder, they brought on the Great Depression. My professors had praise for the anti-federalists of the Revolutionary era, for the Jacksonian Democrats later on. Of course, they were foursquare for Lincoln in the Civil War, but not for his Republican Party, especially under Ulysses Grant. In the period from the end of Reconstruction down to the 1930s, the only parties they praised were the populists, the progressives, and Woodrow Wilson's Democrats. After 1932, it was Franklin Roosevelt and the New Deal Democrats, although many of the professors were socialists who preferred Eugene Debs and Norman Thomas to Wilson and Roosevelt. The professors were not left-wing zealots, but they couldn't see much good in the Republican Party. Still, they adhered to the first rule for historians: always stick to the truth. Tell or write only what you can prove. This they did. I was an undergraduate less than a decade after World War II. These men of the Second World War were patriotic, many of them veterans, who wished that the United States had done this or that differently, but who loved their country nevertheless. At 28, with a PhD in hand, I became a teacher of history.